escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Not a happy midday show today. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Kyle's distraught back there as we are going through it.
I kind of like this song, though.
It's been a good selection today. Yeah, it's fit the mood of the show. Yeah, it has. Which is down after the Phillies get swept by the New York Mets. Last night was a joke. Five hits, no walks against a kid that's had a few big league starts. All right, 215-592-9494. Don't forget Eagles Radiothon. Hugh, that this only lasts until 5 o'clock today. So
yeah, you gotta make your bids now.
And as Ryan Hammond told us, which he was in with us earlier, the best thing to do if you were like, oh, I'll wait till the afternoon, I'll see where the make your account now so you're ready to go and you get the notifications where the bidding is. EaglesRadiothon.com. You could bid on sit in with us and hang out and see behind the scenes how things go around here. Or we can come to your home or business and do a show. Hugh has offered to cook. Yes. If you are interested in donating something, but you know some of these could obviously be quite expensive. If you have the means, we appreciate it, and the Eagles appreciate it, and bid on something awesome. But if you just want to give something, well, there's a couple ways to do it. You can just text Midday. Let me find the number here. Midday, you could text that, and you could get your way in. But also, Hugh, you can just buy a T-shirt. I mean, it's EaglesRadiothon.com, and there's the T-shirt designed by Cooper DeGene and Reed Blankenship. So there's many ways to donate. By the way, it's text Midday to 53209 to just make a donation. So plenty of ways to get in. All right, before we get back to the phones and the Phillies, we mentioned that, Radiothon has been so many great guests. We had Jake Elliott on yesterday, and he was great with us, obviously. And today, there's more. I mean, there's great guests. If you missed it, Odyssey apps today and yesterday, great day to go in the Odyssey app. Morning show had Devontae on and Zach Bond and Cooper. And from what I'm hearing, the afternoon show is slated to follow up yesterday's conversation with Saquon Barkley with the conversation with a certain quarterback. It sounds like Jalen Hurts will appear on the afternoon show today. So stay tuned all day on WIP. But yesterday, first time in a while we've heard from Saquon, and great conversation, but I thought his answer was interesting. Ike brought up the idea, narrative, whatever you want to call it, that when running backs get a lot of carries the way Saquon did, the next year it's very difficult to be quite as good again. Here's Saquon's take on that.
Now, how much have you thought about or do you pay attention to the outside noise of he carried the ball as much as he did last year? Guys coming off of great seasons like that, seen the half, take a step back or what have you. Not that I expect you to rush for 2,000 yards again this season, but having a great season and going out and accomplishing some of those individual goals that I'm sure you put out there for yourself. Do you ever worry about being overused coming into the season, or is it just business as usual for you?
Yeah, you know, that narrative is kind of annoying. I've seen it. I think I play the only position in the NFL or in any sports that you're supposed to have a bad year because you had a good year the year prior, which to me, that just doesn't, you know, that doesn't make sense. I come under the belief of why not build off of that year? And a successful year and a great year, you know, as an individual doesn't always need to be a 2,000-yard season. And that's the mindset that we're taking on, you know, as a team also. Like, obviously, we won the Super Bowl a year prior, but it doesn't, it might not look the same, and it doesn't have to look the same The only thing that matters is going out there and winning a football game and putting myself in a position to do it again. And I'm taking that same mindset as an individual with my goals. It's not 2,000 yards. It's not break Eric Dickerson's record. That wasn't even my goal last year. It's to go out there and be healthy and perform at a high level and, you know, make plays for my team and lead. So for me, it's I kind of that narrative just doesn't make any sense. But I believe that, you know, God got a plan for us all. And my goal is to go out there and push myself to the limit, work hard, put myself in position to go out there and perform at a high level, and let him take care of the rest.
I love that he said that. I love it. I love that he thinks it's annoying. And obviously he's confident that his body is ready to play at a super high level again. Now, he did say there, Hugh, it's not about 2,000 yards or a specific goal, but clearly just hearing him. And then there was the story last week at Sports Illustrated where he spoke about believing he's just entering his prime. I like that his mentality is, yeah, I'm ready to go do it again. What'd you take from that?
You know what's funny? Because this is a conversation that has been being had a lot lately. And I never thought too much about it. But talking to some of my peers and guys about this upcoming season, that was something that they talked about. They basically were saying that what does he have to prove? His why is different this year than it was last year. Now, there's some truth to that. You know, when you talk about what Saquon Barkley was last year coming into this season, there's a lot of doubt. I remember talking to Giants fans before the season started, and all they talked about was, he's going to be injured. He's always injured, all of this other stuff. So I'm pretty sure he heard that same thing, and he wanted to prove everybody wrong. And the fact that we saw on national TV how disrespected he was. So that was his motivating factor then, was the fact that he was being disrespected. Now, I guess you have to wonder what is his motivation. I would say, and I said this when we started training camp, I think that a lot of these guys are chasing greatness. You know, because let's be honest. Saquon Barkley can roll out of bed with this offensive line and probably rush for 1,500 yards.
As long as he stays healthy. Sure.
As long as he stays healthy. He going to do that. That is not a big deal. But if he does that, the conversation shifts to, in a small time, for a time frame for him, what, 6 years in NFL, seven, something like that?
He was drafted in 18. This actually will be his eighth year in the league.
Man, we might be talking Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Like, and that is the amazing thing about this, is that we're talking about a running back taking number two overall in the draft that went from being busted strong, but not as good as his draft position, you know, suggested, you know, going to a team like the Giants and having the career that he had at the Giants, to playing with the Eagles for two seasons, right? And now people are looking at him in a whole different light. Like, that's phenomenal. I think that's what he's probably chasing.
Yeah, and his draft position way back in the day suggested an all-time great player.
Yeah,
right? and
transitional, like once-in-a-lifetime player, generational.
And his first 6 years wasn't that. But
yeah,
if he could do what he did last year again, we're moving back towards that with his career. So, you know, I was listening to him yesterday with the afternoon show. And then the article, if you missed it in Sports Illustrated last week, it's worth a read. It's about him and the running back position and his future. And he talked about how, kind of like what he said to Ike, he doesn't like this idea that you can't do it again. He pointed to Emmitt Smith. He pointed to Terrell Davis. Although it's not often, once in a while, a running back does reel off these kind of seasons for two or three years in a row. I mean, Emmitt Smith had, I think, led the league in touches 4 out of 5 years. I mean, just they gave him the ball over and over and over. Terrell Davis, over and over for 2 years. Saquon might just be like them. I mean, it's not, if he can stay healthy, and I think that's really the biggest thing, I expect him to dominate again behind this offensive line. I'm out of the business of doubting Saquon. I did it last year, and I was like, oh, my God.
When he made the comparison to Emmitt, was he talking about how many carries he had or how efficient he was?
So I think it was the idea of that because you have one good year, you can't follow it up with another special year. And I look at Emmitt, right? Emmitt Smith, now he was a little younger when this started than Saquon is now, but he led the league in carries in 91. He led the league in carries in 94. He led the league in carries in 97. He led the league in rushing in 92, 93, 95. He basically held that level for like 4 or 5 years. And you know the common denominator? That was the best offensive line in the league, the Cowboys then.
Yeah.
And this is it now. I mean, there's a lot of similarities in a weird way between that Cowboys team and this. And Saquon's the best player.
And it all depends on how you look at it, because I'm looking at Emmitt's numbers in that heyday. the carries vary, but it was somewhere around 300 carries a season.
And then if you go to the right, and I'm assuming you're on Pro Football Reference, yeah. Look at the touches. He led in the black ink, right? He led the league in touches 91, mm-hmm. 92, 94, 95. He led the NFL in touches 4 out of 5 years.
Yeah.
Now, after that, he was never quite the same, but he kept going for four or five years.
He was pretty durable in those times that he did it. And I think that's the thing that we're looking at. Like, am I expecting Saquon to top what he did last year? That might be kind of tough to do, especially when you talk about the backwards hurdle thing that lives in everybody's head space.
Yeah.
And the way that he just looked and took over games at times. He's still going to be a good running back because there's a couple times that he's had quiet games. Well, it seemed quiet. And he would rush over 100 yards. So I would expect it to be more like that. It's not going to be that much pop and pageantry when it comes to the way he runs this year.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Because we're kind of become accustomed to it, and we're kind of expecting it. And I do feel like this offense is going to evolve a little bit. So it might not be so much Saquon-centric like it was last year.
So I think we all thought that. But then every time Elliott's told us about training camp, he said it yesterday, Saquon was the whole offense in training camp. I'm starting to think that they're going to do what works, and he works.
Apparently, he looks really good, too. I mean, feels good, so he says. I think we talked about this like earlier in the offseason, and I was sort of the mindset that, you know, there's pretty much no way he's going to be able to repeat what he did last season. It's just not very likely. He just talked about that yesterday. But, like, man, I don't know if I'm just smitten after hearing him do that interview, because he is a very good interview. Mm-hmm. Actually really interesting guy to hear speak. But, man, sometimes I have to take a step back and remind myself of what I saw him do last season.
Yeah,
and
he's a special dude.
I wasn't around for Barry Sanders or like Walter Payton or any of those guys. I've never seen a running back or like player like him in my life. So, I dominate the way he did at that level. I'm starting to like talk myself into the fact that maybe it wouldn't be crazy if he went out there and did it again.
All right, so the list that we've spent so much time on, the top 100 list, right? It's still counting down. I think today, Penei Sewell was number 13. We all know who hasn't been named yet, right? Saquon. There's a real chance when that list is finished, he might be one.
Yeah, he had a special year.
It's based on last year, right? That's mm-hmm. The players were asked to vote for the best players in the league last year. Jalen voted 19 and Lane 20, whatever. Like, we went through all the Eagles guys. There's a chance the NFL players looked at him last year and said he's the best player. I mean, maybe Mahomes wins because he's just Mahomes, right? Maybe Lamar wins because
he'll probably won. I'm thinking in some order, 1, 2, and 3, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, he's somewhere in that. Yeah. But, like, he could be one. It wouldn't surprise me if he comes in number one on that list. I can't wait to watch him run this year. 215-592-9494. Let's go to DeMond in Delco. What's up, DeMond?
Hey, yo, good afternoon to y'all, fellas.
What's up, DeMond?
Hey, not much, man. First thing I'd like to say is, Hugh, I can finally give you credit for one thing.
What'd I do?
Yesterday, you said it. They're going to get smashed You said it wasn't up to your boy Taiwan. You wasn't folding on him, but the match wasn't going to be there.
Yeah, I tried.
Well, listen to this, bro. Mm-hmm. You hit that on the nose, you. That's the first time you was right, bro.
Hold up, DeMond. Not the first time.
He's right.
I've been right all year.
No, DeMond is right. It's the first time.
No, I've been right since I've been here.
Wow.
DeMond started listening to me. Now, he just ain't heard all the other times.
Let's not embellish.
I heard you, Hugh. I heard you all the rest of the times, bro. I heard you. But listen, I didn't hear your clue. I had something in my mind the whole time, right? I heard everybody saying all these TV shows. Is it a TV show?
You can't ask me to give you some more clues.
Well, maybe we should give a third clue.
Well, okay.
No, give me the second clue.
Give me the second clue.
Okay. This individual made a questionable decision yesterday. He made a questionable move that ran Kyle kind of hot.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I don't know about that. I was thinking Bill Cosby, man, because you said 90s. Well, everybody thinks
he was big. Yeah, he was big in the 90s.
I don't even know if like the decisions were questionable. I think there's pretty solid ruling on it.
Yeah, they're not
good ones.
Well, you choose wrong is the word. Yeah,
yeah, okay. That's the word that
we're not Bill. Yep, not Bill. Oh, go ahead, DeMond.
We need some more cues. But listen, the Phillies is garbage, and I'm glad that, you know, our Eagles are back in the flow again. That's the whole thing, man. Get rid of the Phillies. They do this to us all the time. And last year they showed us that in the playoffs, the Mets, I don't know what's going on, but the Mets got their number, man. They got their number. They can't beat them dudes. And I ain't looking forward to them seeing them in the playoffs. I pray we don't see them in the playoffs. Matter of fact, I don't think they're going to make it. And one more thing for you, let me go. It was about the major. I heard another caller say about the other players got to step up, the big boys, the MVPs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to get rid of Schwarber. Didn't somebody say that?
Yes.
Okay. So listen, about the Schwarber thing, I get it. He hasn't showed up against the Mets. But to me, just to me, I don't watch baseball all like that, but I do watch it. I think that he showed up more than Bryce did. Get rid of Bryce to me. That's what I said.
I understand your point on who shows up more. I think they're pretty close when it comes to October. DeMond, a good phone call. They're not. I mean, Bryce is under contract. The difference is Schwarber's a free agent, and they could, if they wanted to remake the team, they could do it in a different way. So DeMond threw out potentially not making the playoffs. I think we all need a deep breath for a second. Okay.
I thought he meant the Mets.
No. I think he meant the Phillies. He wasn't sure the Phillies were going to make the playoffs. So the Phillies are now up 4 in the division, which obviously isn't good as 7, and it's the race now, and they have to play the Mets 4 more times. But if you look at the Phillies' chances to make the playoffs, right, because that would mean falling out of the wild card altogether, not just losing the division and becoming a wild card team. I mean, they hold a 9-game cushion in the lost column on the Reds for a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really a question. I mean, it would take a massive losing streak collapse to miss the playoffs. Now, the division, obviously, they're only up 4 now, so that could flip-flop and they become a wild card. But yeah, they're going to be in the playoffs. I mean,
would be crazy.
Yeah, they have like a 99.5% chance to be in the playoffs. The division has gone from like 98% to 75% in a few days here. All right, we got Cowboy Jim up next on WIP. What's up, Jim?
Hugh, Joe, Kyle, come on, let's sing about the Phillies. I will remember you. Oh, way to jinx the Phillies, Joe. Will you remember me? No baseball next year because of the strike. Don't let your life pass you by. Brutal. A lot of blow talk there, Charger Aaron. Weep not for the memories. Gotta love Philly fans in distress. Goodbye, losers.
All right, that's enough,
Jim. Oh, my gosh, it's awful.
He really workshopped that thing. He wrote the whole thing out. Yeah, blame me for what's going on. All right, let's talk to Julio in Wilmington. What's up, Julio?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's up?
Quick shout out to the guys at Kiss Floor Company, Claremont, Delaware. I just want to give them a shout out because they're listening. Joe.
Mm. Julio.
Oh, my God, man.
My fault?
Dude, you are the worst, man. I'm sorry. You are the worst because you keep giving these Philly fans this false hope every time you bring up this damn record, and you don't understand that the record doesn't matter. It does not matter. Do you think while we were getting our butts kicked last night and all week against the Mets that we were thinking about some record? What do you think the Philly fans were thinking when we were losing like that?
Well, I'm thinking the same thing I was. This sucks. It's awful, and they're playing like crap. I mean, I felt the same thing.
Okay, because you sound like a Dallas Cowboys fan. Like, oh, we're good enough to get in the playoffs. That's not
– Well, no, but Julio –
That's not Philly sports, man.
No, right, but hold on. Our last caller brought up missing the playoffs. I think it's worth noting that that's very unlikely to happen. Now, they could lose the division, clearly, if they keep playing like this and the Mets beat them up when they come here. They're only up four now. I recognize this. But they're going to be in the playoffs, Julio. Like, I'm just responding to what he said.
No, I understand that. But what you have to understand is we're trying to win championships. We're not trying to just get into the playoffs.
Of course. That's the whole point.
It's trash, bro. So how can you keep supporting this record? How can you keep supporting how many games we up are? Dude, we're not winning anything. And that's the problem, is that this team is trash, the organization.
Well, they're not trash. They're not trash. They are just
They are trash, man.
I think we're going far. I mean, the Phillies had decades of trash.
Trash is out of control.
I mean, the
series was trash.
They played like trash last 3 years. I'll let you finish. But Julio, sometimes perspective, you got to have it. Like, I'm upset too. The Mets thing is a disaster. I feel like a moron for saying 3 days ago the division was over. But trash, I mean, they're going to be in the playoffs for the fourth year in a row. I know you may think that's loser talk. The Phillies have more losses than anyone in the history of baseball. They don't make the playoffs 4 years in a row very often.
And that adds to my point. We're trying to build a culture here where we're trying to win. And if we're settling for playoff appearances, that's not a winning.
Well, but I never said I'm settling for them. You have to make the playoffs to win in the playoffs, right? We got to get in first.
Okay, but based off of last night's performance, do you really think that the Phillies, the way they played last night, and I stress that because last night this series against the Mets was this series. It was the series to make a statement to the MLB, to the division, and to the fans that, yo, we can get up when it's time to get up. We will never say this about the Eagles, ever. We can go into KC, into Baltimore, into Buffalo confident that we could beat them. And now we're scared to see the Mets in the playoffs. We're trying to avoid them now. Like, what kind of winning mentality is that?
Well, it's here, Julio, they're not the Eagles. I mean, I think you hit on it in a different way. They're not on the level of the Eagles. The Eagles are right there, the best or second best organization in the whole NFL right now with the Chiefs, right? Every year they're in it. The Phillies aren't. I wish the Phillies were that, Julio, but they're not. I mean, you know it. I know it. Everyone listening knows it. They're good, but they're not that. I mean, I wish they were.
I just think, I say this out loud, man. I think you should stop bringing up this record for the rest of the show, man. They do not deserve it.
What record? Their record? I don't know what record I'm bringing up. Their record?
That's an edict, Joe.
The fact that they're, you know, four games up and they're gonna make, you know, they're gonna be top of the division. You got to stop doing that, man. When they come home tonight, they should be booed every time they hit a home run.
Well,
they should be booed if they score because they didn't do it against the Mets, man. They didn't do it when it mattered the most. That's what we judge our teams on. Come on.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you on the boo thing. I'm fine with that tonight. But I think the problem is, Julio, they don't view it the way we do. I don't think they think of last night's game as a big one. I really don't. I mean, you heard the way they
don't
talked
you think
after
that's
the game.
A problem?
I do, man. I think we agree on that. And I think and Julio, good phone call. Hugh, sometimes there's a balance between, hey, it's a long season. We got to keep our heads, right? It's a marathon versus we have to have some urgency. And I think the 2 years in a row, it strikes me as they struggle to balance that.
I don't think they understand what disrespect is. You know, I understand. Like, I know what you're talking about because 162 games, that's a lot of baseball. I get that. And I think that's what Topper's talking about. But I don't think that they realize what disrespect is. And even if that's the case, you need to start looking at certain things that are done as disrespectful. You know, the fact that you were on a hot streak going into New York and then get cooled off and have the Mets disrespect you the way that they did by celebrating all up in your face. I know that happens a lot in baseball, but to me, it's different when it's a rival, when it's a direct rival, one direct rival that was really before you got to town. And the way that I view that series is this. They were excited to see you because they knew what was about to happen.
Right.
And the unfortunate thing is it feels like you didn't know what was about to happen. You know what I mean? It feels like you felt that – it was business as usual. It's really not when it comes to your rival, in my opinion. When it comes to your rival, it's about I'm going to kick their ass because they're our rival, and I hate you because I know how much the fans hate you. You know what I mean? That's one of the first things I learned. I always tell the story about when I got here and I'm going through the airport. And the first thing that I heard was, as long as you beat Dallas, we're good. Like, that's what I don't think that you get. And again, not harping on it. But the fact that you thought it was a great idea to wear the Rivals colors going into a stadium that you have not had any success in the last couple times you've been there, that to me is tone deaf.
It was totally tone deaf.
And again, no, I get it. You're doing your thing, and you're a very popular player. That to me is tone deaf.
Of all the things that have been done here by Bryce since he got here, I think it was the most tone deaf. Even can understand asking for the contract extension more, even though I didn't want to give him one. I was like, players do that, right? It's the business of the game. The rivalry pack was just a joke.
And here's the thing, man. This is the thing that I realize when it comes to fans. Fan stands for fanatic, right? So even though it might sound and feel rational to you as a business person, to a fan, they're not looking at it like that.
Read the room.
You know what I'm saying? Just like we just had a man call in and basically read you the riot act about how you should act on the show, yep, on your show. Mm-hmm. I get that. That's how fans feel. It makes no sense. But that's where fans are when it comes to stuff like this.
All right, 215-592-9494. For all your phone calls to the Phillies. Also, if you have beef with me, we'll take those phone calls too. A lot of blame. I haven't looked at the Twitter poll. We got to do that. Am I to blame more or the Phillies to blame for the way they played this week? It was an awful series, but maybe the worst thing to come from the Phillies happened before the game yesterday. You hear that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.